Welcome to Ag Future, presented by Alltech. Join us as we explore the challenges and opportunities facing the global food supply chain and speak with experts working to support a planet of plenty. I'm Tom Martin, and this Ag Future podcast episode was recorded live at the Alltech booth during the National Cattlemen's Beef Association annual convention, CattleCon 2024, held in Orlando, Florida. In today's episode, we have insights from Dr. Shelby Roberts, Beef Technical Sales Support at Alltech, and Brett Steinacker, Sales Manager covering the South Dakota region for Alltech. They share valuable information on calf scours and provide helpful tips for managing calving season.
Well, hello, everyone. My name is Brett Steinacker. I'm a sales manager for the South Dakota region for Alltech. And we are joining everyone here from CattleCon 2024. And with this being in this part of the year of late January, early February, the thing that comes to mind for all of us is that the approaching calving season is coming up. And as we think about that, you know, various weather conditions, various pen conditions, various management, conditions. We start to think about the economics of raising cattle and what that looks like for everybody. And so when we think about that, you know, the pocketbook for cattle producers is continuing. It presents challenges, I think, right now, right? So, when we want to start putting calves on the ground and look at overall calf health, scours is always a hot button topic, anywhere you talk to. You know, we have a number of producer meetings that take place starting now. We have, mineral promotions that we work with various feed partners on, to try and be a part of their program to help prevent various health challenges, various gut health challenges, and things like that. So today I have Dr. Shelby Roberts with me, who is part of our beef tech team at Alltech. And so I would like to pick her brain a little bit today on some of the things that we look at, some of the things that we target, some of the things that various producers might think about when it comes to overall calf health. So hello, Shelby.
Hi, Brett. How are you?
Good. How are you doing? So it's something that, as I kind of just, kind of prefaced, what should overall producers kind of look for calf health, for overall herd health, different things like that when we come into calving season?
When you're coming into calving season, especially a season like this where our calves are worth a lot of money, right? And we know that one of the main sicknesses that's going to affect calf health is going to be scours, right? We know that there's a potential for scours to happen, so we can manage our cows and our calves in ways that maybe help prevent those calves from getting sick. And my key, I think it's prevention and management to prevent those calves from getting sick, because once they get sick, you are going to have a loss in performance that's going to be hard to overcome in the end. So if we put a little bit money on the front end and prevent those calves from getting sick, then those calves are set on a track to grow and make your money back. So I think we can look at how we are managing the health of our cows, right? Are we giving them enough energy to produce a quality colostrum for those calves when they hit the ground? Are we making sure that they have enough minerals that are important for the immune system? So you can supplement with things like organic trace minerals, like our Bioplexes. Those have been shown to improve and promote immunity because those minerals are important in supporting the immune system, right? So that way we're setting those dams up, because if those dams are healthy, that's a healthier environment for those calves to be going into. And then you can also supplement with things like that promote gut health. So we are preventing the spread of those E. coli and Salmonella. You can also look at things of managing, how are you managing your pens? So in a lot of regions right now, we've been getting a lot of rain. There's a lot of mud. And mud is a key growth where Salmonella bacteria, and that's where you're getting scours, is from a scour E. coli or Salmonella. So making sure that we manage, we don't overcrowd our pens, make sure there's not a lot of manure load in those pens. We want to make sure that you are managing them in small herds, and don't mix and commingle those calves, right? Because up until about, they're about 2 weeks old, they have a very naive immune system. And so we need to make sure that we are protecting those calves from getting exposed to any pathogens.
Sure. So when it comes to the scours, help me understand a little bit more about how the health of the dam will impact the health of the calf and what that impact that makes on scours. Yeah. So if we're talking about E. coli salmonella prevention or trying to mitigate that to a degree, what does that look like when it transfers, you know, kind of from the dam to the calf? What does that look like?
Yeah, so I actually, when I give a lot of technical talks, I always talk about how prevention of scours starts in the cow, because she is responsible for producing colostrum, which at birth is the only source of immunity that calf has, right?
Sure. Yep.
So antibodies can't pass from the dam to the calf. So when they're born, they are susceptible to a whole host of things. So if you're managing that cow to where she has proper, a good quality colostrum, you can also do vaccination protocols that help for scour specifically. So she has those antibodies specific to scours, to pathogens that cause scours. That could also be a way. But it is very important that we start her off, because if she's not healthy, she's not going to be able to produce enough milk or colostrum for that calf to get off to a healthy start.
Sure. And so, okay, so if we take it a step further then, so when we look at weaning, you know, so if you know, we're trying to do scour prevention within the cow at birth and colostrum and things like that, what does that look like at weaning time for that calf then to, I mean, we see a lot of calves even at weaning and hitting the feed yard, trying to bunk, trying to do different things. What does that look like for scour prevention and just overall health challenges, gut health challenges,
right,
at that point in time?
Yeah, so weaning is one of those, another areas where gut health and prevention of scours is key, because we know that that's a stressor in the system, right? So we know that when we remove that calf from the dam, put it into a newer environment that's stressful, they're probably going to go off feed because they don't know, one, maybe don't know how to eat from a bunk. They are in a new environment. They're thrown in a pen with a lot of cohorts that they've never met. So this stress can have a lot of impact on the body and how it is, the immune system is operating. And so when I talk to producers, I think we need to manage for as little stress as possible, because we can't eliminate it all, right? We have to remove them from the mother. We have to ship them to a feed yard. But how can we set that calf up so when we do have to go through those stressors, they are prepared? So one of my key things is, if you have the capability, I would creep feed with some sort of gut promotion product like Biomoss. Put that in your creep feed or in your mineral before weaning. I would do it probably 2 weeks before weaning. And then as you move those calves into the weaning pen, take that same mineral with them. One, they're already going to know how to eat from it. They're going to be used to eating from it. And so you can have both using those products, and keep that Biomoss too in both of those products as you're going through the system. And then if it comes to receiving at a feedlot, I would put products in that promote gut health, especially since they are going to go on to diets that they're not familiar with, right? So that rumen has to adapt to going from a milk and grass diet to a diet that has something that has more corn, less hay in it. And so giving products like a yeast or a Biomoss too that help promote and get that gut health early is going to help those calves, one, to stay on feed, because that's important, right? If they're not
Absolutely.
Eating, they're not going to grow.
Yep.
So
yep.
You have to make sure that they're eating, and then that way they can stay on the momentum and track for growth.
Sure. So what do you think about, you know, as we you just kind of mentioned, you know, we talk about our Biomoss product,
mm-hmm.
and you just mentioned the Biomoss 2 product, you know, as we kind of talk about that, what are some of the benefits of the Biomoss 2 product, and how do we foresee that kind of playing out as we wean these calves and we take them through the growing phase and different things like that, through some high stress scenarios? What are your thoughts on some of that?
So I think it's a really easy preventative to put into a mineral. You can either put it into a mineral, you can put it in a creep feed, but what it does is it is preparing that gut. So it helps promote gut health. So you have a healthier villi, you have less pathogens as well, and then it also is promoting gut health. So those are promoting the immune system, I'm sorry. And so those are things that help that calf be strong when you are sitting it through the stressors, because like we said, you can't eliminate that from the system. So how are you going to manage and overcome those stressors so that you can get the most value out? Because our calves are bringing in a lot of money, right?
Absolutely.
So you want to have the most pounds on the ground that you can make more money out of those calves.
So from a management standpoint, you know, when you look at, you know, certainly we can try to do our part on the, you know, from a feed perspective. But, you know, when you look at an overall management standpoint, do you have any thoughts on good management practices as it comes to trying to eliminate just, I don't want to necessarily say scours, but just overall, like you said, there's, you know, making sure that your manure is hauled out, making sure that there's appropriate bedding, making sure that there's good feeding. And I mean, what's a good common practice for a lot of producers when it comes to freshly weaned calves, calves that are hitting the bunk, things of that nature?
So and granted, this is taking into account that you have the facilities for this, right? So I would wean pasture per pasture. I would prevent co-mingling immediately. So if you have, say, three pastures, have a weaning pen for each one of those calves separately. Now, not all places have that ability, but I would co-mingle as few as I can possibly, and hopefully they're in relatively the same age range, because when you start weaning heavy calves with lighter calves, that's when you get some cross-contamination and some of those younger calves start getting scours. But I would not wean and then ship them the next day. I think if you can give them a couple of weeks to get on feed before we ship them, I think that is a really good management practice. I would also suggest, if your facilities allow 2 or 3 days for those calves to have the ability to go in there and then go back to mama. If you have that ability where they can go in there and explore the area, they're going to be less nervous and less freaked out when we take them into this new pen, right? It's like taking a kid to kindergarten. If you take them the first day, right? Like, maybe if we show them the place first, we're going to have less of a freak out when we actually just drop them off there, right?
You know, it's funny because, you know, as you related back to things that we're all familiar with as our kids, right? So, you know, when you look at it from that perspective, you know, my kids went to kindergarten. They were sick for about 6 months, it's felt like, right? And then now their immune system is built up where my kids hardly ever get sick, right?
And that's so, because you had 20 kids coming from 20 different areas, right? Like
co-mingling at its best.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, absolutely.
Prime example.
Yes, yes. So, you know, talking a lot about the economics of things, and you kind of mentioning about the facilities and not wanting to co-mingle and trying to keep everything separate. So the economics and weather conditions is a big factor in how we manage calves, you know. So if we're in a drought situation, obviously we see a lot of early weaning, we see a lot of early sell-offs, as what we saw last year in the Northern Plains. Do you have any thoughts on kind of what that scenario looks like? So, you know, from an economical standpoint, feed costs are, you know, hay costs are super high.
Right.
And you know, our producers are trying to do the best they can to hold everything together.
Right.
When it comes to early weaning calves, taking them to the sale barn and you know, seeing what you can get for them, which is good money.
Yeah.
It's really good money. What are your thoughts on all these co-mingled calves coming together? What, you know, from a gut health, immune, you know, challenge? And what does that present to a lot of the background, you know, grow yards that receive them? And how does that translate into some management practices?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely depends on if you're going to have to early wean, maybe if you can retain ownership on those calves for a little bit longer, and then you maintain those calves, you are feeding them a lot of products that are going to promote the gut. You're not pushing them too hard. So I wouldn't immediately throw them onto a high concentrated diet, right? Like slowly adjust them to those things. Then I think that is a great way to slowly adapt those calves. But if you're talking a co-mingling situation, I think it's doing as few pins as possible, right? So don't just go to the sale barn and we're going to buy 20 head or something and then mix them all, right? So try to buy to manage those pins as small as you can and keep that origin as small as possible. And I think that's one of the main keys. Because, I mean, we can't prevent it, right? You're going to have to co-mingle calves. But if you do it in a way that helps prevent that spread of scours, and you're in the key. And again, don't transition them too fastly. I think like trying to make sure that, because I know once we get them on full feed, they're going to be growing better, right? But if you blow that rumen at the beginning, it's going to be hard to overcome.
So you're telling me that if I eat too spicy food too early, I'll get heartburn.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
Great. No. And you raise a great point. And so, you know, as I think about that, you know, and you transition that from, you know, trying to you know, make sure that they have a good vegetable, you know, good diet in front of them, and they don't transition too early. I think a lot about then, you know, as we look at the cow herd that they came from, is there something we can do early on that would help these calves when they get sold off early?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the main things is make sure mama's getting enough groceries. Like, I know that's hard to say, but, like, if she's making enough milk, if they're healthy and you can wean them early, then great. Because the reason you're pulling them off, right, is because you want her to be able to gain weight back for the next calving period. So maybe if we're making sure that we are supplementing those cows, not only with maybe protein or energy, but making sure she has those minerals as well, right? Because those Correct. Minerals are very important, and they oftentimes go overlooked. And they do cost, but they are one of those key, like a founding block, right? Because like if she can't produce enough, or if her immune system is not active, she's not growing, she's not going to be given milk. She has to be in a place where she can grow as well.
Sure,
maintain
sure.
health.
So then what do some of the gut health products that we have, how do they work hand in hand with a good vaccination program?
Right. So I think a vaccination program is also very important because the gut health, the immune system only works to keep everything in balance, right? So if the gut is healthy and you don't have an overpopulation of bacteria that are going to colonize and cause damage, then that is a perfect founding block for when we vaccinate. All of that energy gets to go to making antibodies, right? Because we're not having to fix any damage that's in the gut health.
Not having to repair the immune system, right?
So it's where the energy is able to go, right? So if I'm having to use energy to maintain my gut health, or to heal something down there,
digest nutrients.
Yeah, I can't digest nutrients. I also am not going to be able to make antibodies because all of my energy is going to make sure that I am not getting a scours incident or some kind of inflammation in the gut. So it just works to, it's a key, a founding block to making sure that she has the ability to make those antibodies. Because if she can't, then you're wasting vaccination, right?
Right. Yeah.
It's a waste of money.
You know, and on top of that, I mean, as we look at the overall economics of raising calves, buying calves, selling calves, any little bit of preventative that you can do on the front end is going to help you later on in the growing process.
Also, if you prevent a calf from getting sick and dying, how much money are you bringing into your operation?
It's unbelievable.
Right.
Yep.
And I have a lot of producers that use Biomass too, and they swear by it. They will not go out. Like, they love using it because once they use it one time and it fixes a problem, they use it as a preventative from then on.
Seeing is believing.
Yeah, 100%.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and so Biomass too has been a tremendous product, you know, and for us and in a lot of different facets and helping, you know, producers nationwide.
Right.
Can you help me understand a little bit more about its uses? You know, how can we use it? What's the most effective way to use it? Is it via, you know, licked up, or is it pellets, or is it through? I mean, kind of, it's all the above.
So it is very versatile, right? So
right.
Like, it can go into a licked tub, it can go into a creep feed, it can go into a mineral supplement. You can put it into a pellet. I think all of those are viable options depending on how your operation is set to feed
whatever
cows.
Whatever you need your delivery
like,
system to
however
be.
However your
right.
delivery system is. It also can go, we have a water soluble version. So if you have some calves that you need to treat, so say one of the moms dies or something and you have to have a bottle calf, we have a Biomass too that can go into milk replacer.
Absolutely.
That is really well. A lot of dairies actually use it in those dairy systems because they have seen that it reduces scours in those periods.
Well, the scour portion of it is something that we want to optimize gut health in
right,
that scenario,
exactly.
right? I mean, so, you know, when we look at overall gut health, I think it's important that we stress that we feel good gut health optimizes immune function.
Yeah. Yes.
And that's what we're trying to really drive.
Yeah. I mean, most of the immune system lives in the gut. 70% of the immune cells that is in the body of whether us or in the calf is in our gut.
Yes.
So if the gut is unhealthy, your immune system is not going to be functioning properly.
Correct. Yes. Yes. And so, yeah, it's important to note that. And as we look at our gut health of all production stages of our animals, of our beef animals, whether it's the cow, whether it's the calf, it's important from start to finish.
Yes.
And we really need to focus on the opportunity to get in front of that.
Yep.
So, you know, as we look at our gut health family of products, you know, that's a whole family of products that has really been the staple for Alltech for a lot of years. It's something that we've, as I've heard, throughout Alltech, you know, with our USAC products and things like that. I mean, it's certainly the girl that brought us to the dance.
Yep.
And so, you know, it's something that we've got a lot of experience in. It's something that we specialize in and something that we're going to really be able to help all of our producers out with.
This has been Ag Future, presented by Alltech. Thank you for joining us. Be sure to subscribe to Ag Future wherever you listen to podcasts.